The results of a series of binding voter referendums have left just two or fewer proposed projects for what was expected to be robust competition to build resort casinos in the eastern and western regions of Massachusetts. Pending background checks on two casino operators have further clouded the future of the fledgling gaming industry in the state. Earlier this week, voters in Milford, a town of 25,000 people about 20 miles west of Boston, rejected by a 2-to-1 margin a $1 billion casino project proposed by Foxwoods. The vote was the last in a series of binding referendums involving the 11 initial applicants for gaming licenses in Massachusetts. Voters in the eastern Massachusetts city of Everett in June overwhelmingly approved a casino planned by Wynn Resorts, and in July, voters in Springfield, by a 52% to 48% margin, endorsed MGM's plans for a downtown casino development. Voters in Leominster, Plainville, and Raynham approved proposals for gambling facilities that will have only slot machines. But then the casino operators hit a losing streak. In September, West Springfield voters gave thumbs down to a proposal by Hard Rock International. On Election Day, voters in both Palmer and East Boston, in what were considered upsets, turned down casino projects. Mohegan Sun asked for a recount in Palmer that will take place on Tuesday. But the company is seeking to void the exclusive casino development deal it had with a realty company, causing casino supporters, such as town councilor Paul Burns, to conclude Mohegan Sun has thrown in the towel.
If you have to leave, you have to leave. I think that's not a big deal in terms of a business decision. But when you're making that decision before all the votes are counted and at your request, I think there's just something disingenuous about that.
Chip Tuttle, chief operating officer of Suffolk Downs, confirmed on Thursday that Mohegan Sun is among several companies that have discussed partnering with Suffolk Downs on a revised casino proposal in Revere. Suffolk, which lost the vote in East Boston, is trying to move the project to neighboring Revere, where voters supported it. Casino industry expert Clyde Barrow said the odds are long, but the Suffolk Downs Casino project might still be viable.
I think it's architecturally possible, and politically the commission has said they will be willing to entertain a proposal, or a Revere-only proposal. So there is a window of opportunity for them to move forward.
The gaming law allows for one resort casino in the greater Boston area and one in western Massachusetts, along with one slots machine parlor that can be located anywhere. MGM in the western region and Wynn in the east are the only voter-approved projects, but neither has passed a background check and been found suitable by the five-member Massachusetts Gaming Commission. A statewide group says it has secured enough signatures from registered voters to put a question on the November 2014 ballot to repeal the casino law. One of the anti-casino activists, Steve Abdow, believes the tide is turning against casinos in Massachusetts.
We think that there's just a growing awareness in the state. As people get more educated, the more they learn about casino proposals for their communities, the less people want one in their community.
A recent poll by Western New England University found a solid majority of Massachusetts residents still support casino gambling, according to Polling Institute Director Tim Versalotti.
These no votes that are occurring in specific communities across the state are not some kind of leading indicator of a wholesale change in public opinion about casinos in Massachusetts. At the state level, still 3 out of 5 adults support having casinos.
Just 42% of the people surveyed said they would support a casino in their hometown. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.